Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. With much to say, if we have a listening ear, He will speak to us in the heart. Having ears to hear is very important to doing the things of God. If you want to see God move in your life, and if you take Him at His word, you have to have ears to hear. Ears to hear always makes the difference. That way you receive what He says from His heart. And remember, everything He says is well evaluated. Everything well thought over. He thinks about every scenario. So whatever He give you is perfect wisdom for your life. It's even set up and structured just for you. It's wisdom that you can do, wisdom you can perform, a logic you can receive. And it's up to your will. If you can receive it, you can have it. And if you can have it, you can live it. If you can live it, it will be incorporated into your habit system, and you'll do it in life. And your life, your everyday routine, can be the wisdom of God to others. Your everyday routine can be a living message. That's why the Word of God says that we're living epistles. Our lives can be read by anybody that looks on, whether they're in the world or whether they're Christians. And this goes far beyond science. This is far beyond what people come up with. It's far beyond every religion of man. It is the life of God shared by Jesus Christ, our Savior. He enabled us to receive this life and have this life and enjoy the process of life. Now, we're in a situation where we're growing stage by stage, glory to glory. As we receive the glory of God, we grow more. Now, don't get confused. Just because some people don't grow as fast don't mean that they're not in the kingdom. They already won. Everybody that's in the kingdom has won. We work out our salvation, and we learn to master our habit system, our way of life, and we learn to do the things of God, and we enjoy the process of life and all that goes with it. Everything responds to you. Now, if heaven responds to you, you speak the word of God on earth, then heaven's going to back you up. And you make life changes on the ground where you are, or in your body where you are, or your path of life, the future attached to your life. You begin to, the word of God gives you the ability to master it. And you can bless whatever you're doing. Don't just go to college. Don't just go to school. Bless your efforts. Speak a blessing over your life. Speak a blessing over your destiny. Don't just handle things naturally. Even though people do this all around us, and it's a suggestion that seems normal, but this is the real way normal should be. Whatever we want to do, we speak it. When we first met God in Genesis chapter 1, He said, "Let there be light." He didn't wish for light. He didn't hope light would just pop up. He spoke it. Now, even though that you don't see an enemy trying to discourage you, bless it anyway. Bless your life. Bless your destiny. Bless your every effort. Whatever you're going to do, bless it. If your ministry, bless it. Speak the life of God. This is a good confession for all ministers and pastors. I love the Lord my God. I speak the word of God to the people of God, that they may do all that's in His heart. I yield myself to be a vessel, that, and I will speak His word. I will speak the life of God, every message, the way He wants it, that we all may do all that's in His heart. And when you say it, you're setting yourself up to be receptive. You're not just going to be receptive because you should. You're not going to be receptive to the things of God just because you ought to. If you are receptive, you're going to have to speak. And you're going to have to believe it by your faith. See, your faith gives what you say the impact. Now, if you love God enough to say it, you can do it. Because every time you endeavor to do something right, it's just like Paul said in Romans chapter 8 or 7, 7 and 8. When he wants to do good, evil's there. Well, evil's right there with you too. Evil is around. That's why the Holy Ghost came to navigate us and guide us in life. He'll guide us in all truth. But you have to be able to receive the truth, and you have to desire it. You have to have hope for it. And if you can do those things, when he reveals it, then you'll believe it. But if your focus is altered, if you're looking at the world or the problems, then you can't live above the snake line. You know, on mountains, there's the great elevated mountains, there's a point where snakes just don't cross because the elevation is too high. It aggravates them some kind of way. Either the pressure, the air is too thin for them to breathe, or it aggravates their ears or whatever, and they don't go but so high. Now, when you receive God's word, you actually become resilient against sin. You become resilient against temptation. And you can live as high above the snake line as you want to. You don't have to be, the sin don't have to be your master anymore, because the blood of Jesus washed it away, gave you a new heart. You have the ability to live right and not sin because of the blood of Jesus. Your spirit man does, and your mind can be renewed as much as you want it to be. And your body will obey your spirit. And when you renew your mind, you got two against one. Your body is the most contrary but necessary part of you. You can't operate in this world without the body. Once your body stops working, then you're done here. If you're a Christian, you're translated to heaven. And you have no more authority, only the things you did and left in place. See, all your writings and materials, they'll stay anointed. They'll still do their job. Because you were faithful, you operated in faith when you had a chance. And even your prayers. But after the moment you die, you're done. You're not linked to the world anymore. You can't die and then believe God for something here. You have to do all that before you die. So your body is very necessary, but it can be brighter, just like a bucking horse. You know, just like that stallion everybody wants, your body can be tamed to the point that you enjoy the will of God, and your body can enjoy the will of God too. And most of the teaching I heard about the flesh was negative, but it's not. You just have to bridle it. People that did, they didn't know how to bridle their body, so they taught it in a negative light, and it just discouraged everybody. Remember, if you don't build with God, you scatter. You know, if you bridle your body, you don't have trouble with it. And remember, the apostles, they were pioneers. They had to learn some things. They had to learn all the things as they went along. But now, you know, as I sought the Lord in my life, I said, Lord, I want you to teach me how to master my life, how to love your people. Actually, I asked him to teach me how to love people. And then I asked him how I can hate sin to the point that I can't be tempted with it. And I know that sounds like a lot, but that's what I did. And the Lord taught me principles, and I'm sharing them with you. If you have ears to hear, it makes all the difference in the world. And you can do this. It's easy. It's not hard. But if you do something else, it's very difficult. The life of God. He has so much to say, and he has so many blessings to give us. Now, we need him. We need his word and encouragement. We need to know him. We need to understand. We need to see what he's doing. We need to hear him out to the point that we don't falter. And we get to the point where we go forward and not backwards. We do better and not worse. All of these things are to the obedient people who just love God and take him at his word. And those who love the world, they share the problems of this world. But those that love life, they endeavor and they go forward in life. As you hear the Lord, don't expect things to be worse. It's going to get so much better over time. And it probably won't look right up front. But see, if you believe in God, you're taking him at his word. That's where your joy comes from. It doesn't matter what it looked like. And that's where a lot of people, they let their focus get disturbed. Just keep observing the word of God. As you're continually doing things the Lord's way, it's working. You can't see corn grow until it pops out. And when it starts growing, you'll notice it. But once you plant the seed, it's working. That's why you plant a lot of them, in case you got some bad seed. But the word of God is good seed. It's in your heart. It grows in your heart. And that's where your faith comes from. And as you seek the Lord, you're going to learn more and more and see his word in much greater ways. And you'll see a change in you as you receive his word down deep. You'll see and experience the wisdom of God unfold. You'll find yourself laughing at things you used to cry about. You'll see yourself having the mastery over your life and not the problems of this world. You'll be living high above the snake line. Satan will be trying to get to you, and nothing he do will work. Now, physically, you're in the same position. But spiritually, you're living above the snake line. He's trying to strike at you, and you're laughing at him. And then you have to rebuke him. Now, just because things don't master you emotionally, you know, you're living above the snake line, but you're still more than a conqueror, and you stomp his head. You just have to come and stomp his head and kill him. Now, you can't kill Satan as just like you would a natural snake, of course, but when you command him, he has to obey you. If you can submit your whole life to God, you have this kind of authority. Now, authority is something that some Christians won't teach about because they don't know how to do these things. They teach what they understand. But sometimes you have to grow, and you have to learn, and you have to take authority, and you have to undo what Satan has done in your life and against your family. Speaking the word of God makes the difference. Tell Satan, no, you can't have my family. You can't hinder my people. And pray for your people. Pray for the change you need in your life. Now, God don't go around and make people do what they don't want to do. You have to live the light and give them something to go on. But as far as your destiny, you can speak whatever you want. And you can speak the life of God over your children at your will. And it has to happen. If your child is in the army, they need a knowledge of God before they go. And then they need to know how to pray and how to take authority over Satan and how to not get caught up in the sins of the world. Now, people who sin, they're no match. You can't master sin if you sin it. The word of God is very clear. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. And that's a true fact. People can't master the things that I'm saying and play with the world. You know, Moses went on the mountain to receive, and they should have been fasting and praying with him. But they started playing with the world, just doing evil, having orgies and worshiping golden calves, crazy stuff like that. And he got upset and broke the Ten Commandments. Had to go back and God had to write it again. We need to receive God's word. And people are going to do crazy things. But that's not all they are. People may do crazy things today. but they may do greater in the future. It's important to be long-suffering with people, because part of a pastor's job is to be long-suffering until people can get it right. And I noticed that the Holy Spirit was always very patient with me. I believe I was harder on myself than he was, at times anyway. But I learned to hear him out, and I learned to respect his words. And I learned to see him and overcome my obstacles. And the easy way to do that is hear God's word and receive it. That's looking to God, regarding the word of God. Your focus is on doing what he said. You don't physically see him, but you can see him in his words. You can see him in life. You can see him as you obey him. You can see his intentions. You can see him through his will, his revealed will. And when you regard that, you know, you can see your problems naturally. They're right there. You can see them. You can feel them. You can hear them. Sometimes you can taste them. But all of it, you can conquer. But those things can't conquer God's word. But God's word in your mouth can conquer anything. So why look at the problem as being huge? David didn't see a giant because he stayed in God's presence. He was anointed to be king. He looked to the Lord. And the way he defeated him was just off the charts. No armor, no spear, or slingshot. And it was the kind you throw, not the kind that, not a regular slingshot. This thing, you rotate it around and let it go like a whip. And a stone came out and put a dent in his head, knocked him out. Then he took his sword and cut his head off. Now, the Bible account, it said that he ran toward him first and loaded the sling while he was in stride. And then he slung that stone, knocked him out, right there before Israel. God is good, folks. When you're anointed by God, you can do things that a normal man can't do. And while I'm talking about the anointing, never be in competition with the anointing, with somebody's anointing. That's what you praise God for. If somebody's doing their job and they do an excellent work and they speak well, there's no need to be jealous, and there's no need to envy their anointing. You can't do what they do because you're not anointed to do what they're anointed to do. But we are anointed to do what God anoints us to do. And sometimes Christians get caught up with Lucifer syndrome. They want to be the best. They want to look the smartest. And here comes somebody that just shines bright because they yield to the Lord and their anointing works. Well, you can't compete with that anyway. The anointing gives you God's ability to do a specific task. You might not get nothing else right in the world, but you have God's ability to do this particular task, this particular assignment. A real pastor who was anointed, they go before the Lord and they yield to him. And whatever he gives them to do, they have God's ability to do it. They have God's ability to inspire people, to be long-suffering. Only people of faith can inspire people. But they are anointed to do it. Then here comes they labor with people for years, and they get results. Most of the time they don't see it, they don't realize it. But over the course of a person's life, they made a lot of good decisions because they kept going to church and hearing the word. And it's not what you see, it's sometimes it's what you don't see. That God knows what they would have done if they didn't hear those words. Some people would have killed people, some people would have lost jobs, some people would have lost their family, some people would have fell in adultery. You'll be surprised on what was stopped and stayed. Some people finished college, they would have dropped out. A lot of things you can attribute to a good old local church with the anointed pastor and anointed members that walk in love. See, when the members of an anointed pastor are in obedience to the Lord, the whole church is anointed. And when there's no dissension, no envying, no strife, but love, then the Holy Spirit will rest on that place. And when he begins to rest on that place, everything that's not like God's going to want to leave. So if you have an anointed church and people want to leave because they don't like the anointing, let them go. Because God knows what he's doing. He's doing surgery. Let him do it. Don't beg them back. If they're leaving because they don't want to be in the move of God. If you beg them back, you're begging back Satan's influence. If they don't want to be there, let them go. And then the Holy Spirit will rest on the people that want him. If you draw near to the Lord and people don't like it and they leave your life, let them go. Let them go. They need to go. Now that's not being mean, but they got a beef with God when they do that. I don't care who it is. Let them go. Now the Lord gave Jezebel a chance to repent, a space of time to get her mind right and repent. If a spouse leave, let them go. They may need time to get their mind right. Now this is only if they have a problem with your devotion to the Lord. Not because of petty differences. I'm not talking about the things people go through. I'm talking about if they upset with because you love God and God is moving in your life. And people get that way. How can two walk together except they be in agreement? Jesus said this. Amos said this. It's true. Paul quoted Jesus saying this. It's important. God is the one who put enmity between the children of his children and Satan's children. Some people love this world. They're Satan's children. If they don't get saved, they're going to keep loving this world. If they don't get to the end of themselves, they're going to keep loving this world and die with it. But those who love the Lord, their God and King, who have ears to hear, they're the ones that's going to do the greater works according to Daniel. They'll do the exploits. You'll see them move in life. You'll see them move in life. And you'll hear good things that they've done. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I truly love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.